boses ko eh, no? Pero ako pa rin to, si Lester.
Si Lester.
Hi Memory Keepers, welcome to Spill the Beans Podcast. And of course, kasama ulit natin si Rhea.
Si Rhea,
And ang inyong friendly neighborhood tito, si Tito Paolo.
Hello Memory Keepers, yes. This is Tito Paolo.
Yes.
Alam mo, ang ganda ng... Nang view ngayon dyan sa control area. Maganda talaga. Parang nafe-feel ko yung vibe na talagang magkasundo kayong dalawa. Oo.
Yes. Okay. So, today is a different day. So, meron tayo special guest ulit.
Yes. Ganda talaga ng tinginan niya. Oo.
So, kamusta ka naman, Rhea, from the last episode?
Wow.
I'm great. I'm doing well, and I'm glad that I'm back here. Hindi pa ako nililigwak ni Tito Paolo.
Nililigwak. Ano ba yun? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng nililigwak?
Ano ba yun? Nilalaglag. Parang
nilalaglag. Parang tutugisin. Parang
tugisin din naman. Parang ano lang, kinot off from the list, ganun.
But ang ganda ng working environment dyan sa side na yan.
Siyempre.
Talaga may chemistry.
May chemistry. May spark.
May spark. Ako nga, yun nga. Parang spark. Parang maganda nga spark. Alam mo, malayo pa ang February, pero parang si... yung tingin ni Rhea, talaga tagus eh. Anyway, as we were saying, guys, we have a special guest today. Diba? For the Memory Keepers and the future subscribers, no? Yung mga nagtatanong dyan kung may boyfriend si Rhea, kayo na lang magtanong, no? Wag ako tanongin yun. Ang dami niyong comment eh. May sarili po siyang channel. You can go to Rhea Katakura. That's her YouTube handle name. So today is YouTube Talk, yes. No? Talagang pinanindigan ko na tong intro na to, no? Oo, today is YouTube Talk. We have a content creator, no? We have a this content creator I've been trying to book on our podcast for the longest time. One of our most elusive guests.
No? Grabe.
So today is YouTube Talk and we have content creator Gab Hornacion.
Hi guys, my name is Gab Hornacion. I'm a senior systems engineer by profession and a content creator by passion. So I have three channels, Gab Hornacion, which is my vlog channel, Feast Your Eyes PH, which covers food, and Tech Gabster for tech-related content.
Wow, hindi ka naman busy, ano?
Hindi.
Busy talaga. Gab, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you rin po.
Sobrang... ang lalim naman. Nahahawa ako sa malalalim yung Tagalog. Sobra akong nagagalak at nakapunta ka dito. We very much appreciate that you're able to make it today. Yan. So, alam mo, Gab, nakita ko yung post mo kanina that you're in Spill the Beans. So, as Coladilla, no, I have to indulge in his in his comment, no? So, kasi ang comment ni Az is, I'll have to ask you, no? Sabi ni Sir Az, spill the beans, pakitanong naman si Gabs tungkol sa kanyang love life. So, tatanungin na muna kita, Gab, ha? Bago tayo mag-umpisa, Rhea, are you dating anyone right now?
No.
Wala, you're not dating anyone. Are you Lester, ikaw ba ay naghahanap?
Hindi pa naman.
Ikaw ba ay hinahanap?
Yan ang hindi ko alam.
Actually, Lighthouse, niwala siya.
Oo. Kayo naman dalawa. Kamusta naman ang love life niyong dalawa?
Ano po yun?
Yung love life, alam niyo.
So, Gab, yung ano mo nga, ano yung tanong doon sa ano yung comment, Lighthouse?
Ang comment po ni Sir Ascoladilla is, spill the beans, pakitanong naman si Gab tungkol sa kanyang love life. Pero we have to be gracious hosts, no? We have to share first before the guests will share. Lester, ikaw naman, kamusta nga ang iyong love life?
Love life natin, syempre. Okay naman, kasi yung love ko is yung career ko. So, yun yung aking life. career.
Galing-galing sumegway. Ang galing mag-deflect talaga niya.
Sobrang mahal ko yung trabaho.
Parang malungkot ka.
Hindi naman. Ilapit
mo ng konti. Parang nalulungkot ka eh.
So kung tinatanong niya yung love life ko, ito okay naman. Sa nakikita niya naman na dito tayo sa Spill the Beans podcast. Tuloy-tuloy lang ang ating mga episodes. At syempre meron pa rin tayong special guest. No, hindi tayo nawawala ng guest eh. Baka swerte naman natin. Kasama natin si Ria ngayon.
So ang question is, ang question is, kamusta nga ang love life nyo? So, ikaw, wala kang love life. Sabi mo, ang love mo, career mo.
Yes.
Kaya, okay ka na.
Okay
ka na sa career. Yung katabi mo naman, kamusta ang love life?
Yes, kamusta naman ang love life mo, Ria?
Bali, thank you for asking, but it's non-existent. So,
it's non-existent.
Wala kayong kinakamusta technically.
Okay. Kasi sa comments, maraming applicant. Ikaw ba ay tumatanggap ng mga aplikante ngayon?
Aba, syempre. Basta dadaan sa'yo, Lighthouse.
Dadaan sa akin?
Dadaan mo okay. Na kay Tito Paolo.
Dadaan kay Tito Paolo. Ginagawa kong goon squad nitong dalawang ko eh. Takutin ko muna daw. Tapos sa kanan nila i-entertain.
Actually, may specific instruction ako kay Tito Paolo eh. Pag dumaan sa kanya, puputulan mo ng mga daliri.
Bigla naging dark na naman. Diba? Parang yung bird kanina. Fly off the cliff ba yun?
Dark yun. Grabe kayo.
Tapos ngayon medyo violet, no? Parang hindi na pwede pang Netflix to eh.
Ayun lang.
Pero ang ganda talaga ng TV, no? Parang ganda ng bagay, no? Tall. Dark.
And pwede na.
Pwede.
Okay. Uso yun na. Uso yung line na yun na. Huwag ka naman tangpo. Joke lang naman.
Lester. Tall, dark ka naman eh.
Diba? Buting na dinuktungan ko pa eh.
Tall, dark, and handsome. Yun. Ikaw sige, bigyan mo na lang para mapunta na tayo kay Gab. Ano ba ang description kay Ria? Wala na. Out ka
wala na. Nag-iba na.
Nag-iba na. Ayaw mo na.
Nasaktan ng puso kong...
Libre na kita, Mirting. Okay. Ano na?
Okay.
Wala ka talagang description. Okay.
Okay lang po.
Sorry, Gab. Talagang sa'yo mapupunta yung tanong eh. Para ma-happy naman si Ash, kamusta naman daw ang iyong love life?
I'm single currently. Walang in-entertain na kahit ano, walang nililigawan.
Ayan sa comments, marami na tayo niyan.
Ay, grabe. Wala
Sir Asa, wala na akong utang sa iyo. Wala na akong utang sa iyo, Sir Asa. At ito talagang tinanong ko na si Gab. Alam mo, hindi naman nasa guidelines namin na bahol magtanong ng anything personal. Pero para sa iyo, Sir Asa, ayan, tinanong ko na si Gab. Okay, so Gab, this is YouTube Talk. This is content creator, no? This is a content creator segment. So right now, as you were saying, you also have a full-time job.
Yes. Okay, so I work as a full-time senior systems engineer for a solutions integrator company.
What is that? Ano ba yung job description na yan? Parang sa aming medyo hindi nakakaintindi.
So basically, what I do is... design and develop systems for corporations.
Okay, design and develop systems for corporations.
Yes.
Okay, gawin pa natin konting layman terms. So, ano yung dine-design mo? Software ba? Programs?
Infrastructure po nila. So, mga servers, mga storages, mga network devices. So, anything that will help the company run their business basically through IT.
Ang galing. So, more of hardware siya. Okay. So, how long have you been doing that, Gab?
6 years and going 7 na sa April.
Wow. Ang galing. Talagang dedication. This 7 years. Ang galing nun, ha?
First job ko din yun.
First job.
So, nag-stay talaga ako sa company until now.
Wow. Ang galing. Nakakabilib yung ganyan. Yung talagang nagmamahal ng trabaho kasi porsigido pumasok talaga araw-araw sa oras, no? Kahit medyo mahaba ang oras maraming ginagawa andyan. Maganda talaga 'yon, Gab. So, 'yun nga.
Nakikilala po ako ganyan.
Nakikilala. May
dedicated.
Ang ganda talaga ng TV ngayon, no? Yung area na 'yon, no? Hindi na kasi nila, well, bata ka pa kasi, Gab. Siguro si Richie, si Sir Richie Zamora, maaalala pa niya si Romnick Sarmiento kasi si Cheryl Cruz kasi parang 'yun na nakikita ko sa TV.
Yung medyo nakaka-relate naman po sana kami, ano.
Wala, hindi ko nakilala mga love team kasi ngayon eh. Medyo hindi na ako makarasa, makapagsabayan sa mga millennials. Okay. So, Gab, you're also busy with work, but you still find time to do content creation. Mm-hmm. You still find time to be able to work on your channel.
Yes.
Pero I heard you're also an admin.
Yes.
An admin on a Facebook group. Anong tong Facebook group na to?
So, currently, I'm a Facebook group admin for YouTube Vloggers Philippines. So, okay. We're one of the most active YouTuber group sa Facebook ngayon.
Ilan naman ang members ng Facebook group na to? Baka we can pull it up if we can.
So, currently, we have 3,400.
3,000
members.
Uh-oh.
And may pending pa na 3,000 plus na
may
for approval.
May pending pang 3,000 plus. Mm-hmm. Ang dami, ha? Oh, sandali. Kanino Facebook yan? Ay, okay, let's. Baka huwag mo i-click yung message kaya nagtatawanan sila. Yung nag-aaway ata yung love. Ay, yung mag-atabao sa ano. Sa, yan. Oo. Yan. YouTube vlogger. Yan, Gab. Gusto ko matanong, ano ba yan, yung banner nyo? Ba't talagang ever since yan na nakikita ko? Sorry, we don't do sub for sub. Ano ba ibig sabihin yan?
So, we are advocating din kasi sa aming fellow YouTubers na to basically grow organically and huwag mag-umasa sa mga inorganic na way para mag-grow ng YouTube channels nila. So, sub for sub, basically yung parang may kipag-sub ka sa isang another YouTuber na, oy, ma-subscribe ka sa akin, magsusubscribe ako sa'yo. So, under the YouTube terms of service, ano siya, illegal siya. So, pwedeng ma-terminate yung channel mo when YouTube finds na you do that kind of activity.
Sub for sub?
Yes.
Nasa community guidelines yun?
Yes. You can search for it sa Google.
Grow
actually.
Grow up yun naman
si
YouTube.
Wait, may question ako. Yes. What if, kunyari, ano, I subscribe to the person because I just really like the channel and that person parang finds my channel interesting, then nag-subscribe back siya. Like, how do they know if bawal yun?
Good question. Oo.
Algorithm-based kasi siya. So, may mga certain behavior na tinitignan si YouTube for that subscriber sa channel mo. So, if makita nila na hindi nag-view siguro, hindi ko sure eh, kasi sobrang lawak na algorithm.
Mm-mm.
So, may mga certain behavior siguro na fina-flag sila for that.
Siguro kapag madami na masyado, like, kunyari, sumabscribe ako sa madami, sunod-sunod, tapos yung sunod-sunod na yun, sumabscribe sa akin, pabalik.
Mm-mm.
Sunod-sunod din. Siguro, I think, gets that.
Ayun,
makes
pwede.
Okay. Oo, gawain ni Rhea talaga. Sabi ko na sa kanya dati.
Actually, kinabahan ako eh.
Oo, sabi ko sa kanya, huwag niyang gagawin yan. Mm. Yeah. So, yun ang sub for sub, and you don't encourage that. Oo,
yeah, what we encourage is organic growth talaga. So, by improving your content, doing collaborations with other YouTubers, yan talaga yung mga ways na pinapromote namin.
Okay. So that's one way for you to grow your channel. So right now, you're saying you have 3,000 members?
3,000 plus.
And another pending na 3,000 din?
Yes.
Okay. So ano naman yung mga content that your members usually have on their channels? Kasi nakita ko parang dito sila, ito na yung parang this is where they promote as well. No. So ano yung pinaka common consensus on the content that they have?
It's more of vlogs talaga kasi siguro dahil yung name din is Vloggers Philippines. So karamihan talaga is vloggers, pero meron ding mga yan like si Dom.
Yeah.
Mga photography vlogs, mga filmmakers, mga tech guys, yan. Halo-halo eh. Pero majority is vloggers talaga.
Okay. Is it okay to click on some? Or is that, are we gonna infringe on some?
No. Okay.
I'll let Lester decide. Lester, click on anything. Oh, para makasample lang tayo ng ano, ng oh. So these are the members, no? Mm-hmm. Very creative ang members nila and they're 3,000 strong. Kasama po ako doon.
Oo.
Kay Dom, okay, oh, sige. So, gap question. Mm. If we want to find more startup channels, pwede ba kami mag-post sa Facebook group just to look for more guests na we feel are in line with Teddy Sage?
Yeah, yeah. Pwede naman.
Ayun.
Tsaka we welcome that kasi parang na-expose yung members namin sa mga ganitong klase ng opportunities.
Ah.
So, minsan kasi nagpo-post din kami ng mga opportunities to work with a brand, for example.
Oh, oh.
So, binibigyan namin ng chance yung smaller subscribers to experience that. Kasi karamihan, kailangan mataas yung subs mo or numbers para makapag-work. So,
yun nga ang downside sa YouTube, no? Na some, yun lang masaklap eh, na some content creators don't want to work with other content creators na mababa ang subs, no? Pero, for you, does the number of subscribers, but does that equate to the quality on their channel?
Hindi eh. Kasi may mga nakikita kong like 10 subs, minsan nga 0 na subs. Tapos ang ganda ng production, ang ganda ng concept.
Oo.
So, parang kailangan lang nila ng break talaga para tumaas yung numbers nila. Pero kung papanoorin mo yung mga content nila, ang gaganda, tapos ang baba ng subs. So, they exist, yung mga ganong klase ng creators.
Meron talaga, no? So, it doesn't hold true na kapag mataas ang subscribers mo, automatic na sobrang ganda ng content. So, marami rin dyan. Yun ang talaga, yun ang goal ng Spill the Beans na mahanap namin. Ang hirap din eh.
Uh-oh.
Ang hirap na mahanap namin yung mga startup channels, yung mga very low subscribers. Mm-hmm. Pero pag tinignan mo yung content, talagang quality content.
Uh-oh.
So, ayan.
Sa group namin, marami yan.
Sa group nyo, marami. Kaya natingin ko matutulungan talaga tayo nakakalito kasi ang daming Facebook groups eh. So yours, again, just for clarification, is YouTube
Vloggers PH.
YouTube Vloggers PH. Pero pag tinype mo YouTube sa Facebook, ang daming lumalabas, no? How many existing ang groups ngayon when it comes to YouTube?
Sa Philippines lang.
Oo, sa Philippines. Ang dami ko nakikita.
Madami. May mga siguro 20 plus.
20?
More than 20 pa nga eh.
More than 20 pa. And then, yung iba, matataas din yung number ng members, diba?
Yung iba, madami. Kasi parang ad lang sila na ad.
Oo. Yeah. Kayo, you guys really scrutinize this. You're very discerning.
Yes.
What makes your group different?
Bukod dun sa no sub for sub, well, our advocacy kasi is parang maging, what do you call this? Parang starting ground for smaller creators. Kasi we provide workshops. We try to give our members workshops monthly para matrain sila, malaman yung mga best practices, and all that. Yun. So may opportunities for that.
Tama. Yung iba kasi humahakot lang ng members, no? So for you guys, as you were saying, you guys provide the platform and talagang springboard kayo, no? For the content creators who really want to start.
Yes.
Paano ba naman, paano ba mag-apply kung talagang medyo discerning ang inyong screening process? Ano yung mga quality or traits ng channel na immediately you'll say, okay, this channel is not for us?
Actually, when you join our Facebook group, may parang list of questions na
sasagutin. Yan, eh.
So, first, kailangan Filipino yung owner or half Filipino.
Okay.
And then second, may YouTube channel na and at least one video na uploaded.
Okay. Okay.
And then other questions is yung about sa rules, kung susundin ba.
Oo.
Pero yun, pag na-meet yung mga yun, tapos nasilip namin yung channel, yun, approve agad yun.
Okay. Pero do you, as you were saying, sisilipin nyo yung channel,
yes.
you check the channel. Is there content na pag nakita nyo hindi pwede? If someone espouses or if someone is for gun control, sorry if it's a little controversial, or if someone is pro gun, may mga ganong criteria ba kayo?
As long as pasok siya dun sa YouTube guidelines din, like walang profanity masyado, walang violence,
okay,
mga drug related kung meron man. Uh-oh. Pero mukhang wala pa naman so far.
Okay.
Ano pa ba? So yung mga safe for everyone else din sa community na maka-interact. Kasi meron din yung mga ano lang re-uploaders. Mga nagkumukuha ng videos ng iba, kinocompile, tapos i-upload as content. Yan, hindi namin pinapa-join yan.
Alam ko yan. May dami ko na nakikita. Gusto ko i-mention, pero ayaw na lang. Huwag na lang. Mahirap na kung masali tayo sa kanilang hate list. So, ito yung mga reaction videos. No?
Reaction videos, okay lang. Pero yung tipong ida-download na sa channel mo yung video and upload it as
viewers. Got it. Okay. Example na dyan si X Battalion. Yung mga nakisakay mga noon na, kay X Battalion na nire-reload lang kasi natanggal yung video, tinanggal ni YouTube, tapos nire-re-upload nila para makuha na nila yung traction.
Yes. Oo.
Grabe, the strategies involved. No? So, yun ang mga hindi nyo ina-allow. Mm. Okay, pero ano yung napapansin ko rin kasi sa because I also monitor your Facebook group. Minsan, meron mga risque to sexual content. Oh. Which do you define na, okay, medyo this one is not so good anymore. Mm. Ano yung criteria nyo sa ganyan? Sa kasi minsan, nababasa ko yung mga title minsan, talagang very provocative, no? So, may tinake down na ba kayo? Sorry.
May mga dinidelete kaming ganun. Minsan kasi na-approve mistakenly ng ibang admins.
Mm-hmm.
So, siguro, scroll lang sila ng scroll, tapos na-approve, tapos hindi na napapanood yung content. So, minsan mistake din naman namin yan. Pero minsan, hindi na namin in-approve yung mga ganong klaseng content.
Ano yung mga, not mentioning the YouTube channel, pero ano yung mga na-take down yun na content?
Yung mga violent type na videos.
Ano yun siya? Video games ba? Kaya violent? Or
parang ano, mga yung mga napapanood sa Facebook na mga sinasaktan, mga ganon.
May nag-upload sa inyo?
May nag-upload, oo. Hindi ko alam kung bakit. Pero yun. Siguro kasi ang hinabal kasi nila yung views tsaka yung mahatak nilang subs for that kind of content. Kasi meron at meron talaga nanonood.
Okay. Alam mo, lately may nabasa ako regarding Facebook moderators. I'm not sure if this information is accurate because hindi naman po ako nakapag-cross-reference na regarding the facts. Pero apparently, Facebook now is having a hard time hiring moderators. Mm. Kasi lahat pala in-outsource na nila. So, nahihirapan na sila kumuha ng moderators. Kasi number one, they're overworked. Number two, depression daw. Sobrang rampant.
Uh-oh.
No? And then, it also becomes that everyone is becoming unhealthy because hindi na rin nila ma-regulate yung emotions nila. Kasi naman ganyan kahirap siguro sa Facebook group niyo.
Hindi pa naman. Hindi pa naman so far.
Hindi pa naman. Pero it's starting to pick up. Kasi sa amin din, napapansin ko, now that we're starting to pick up, dami na hate comments. Ang dami ng mga comments na minsan pinapalusot ko na lang. No? Pero ngayon ko lang napapansin na yung wala lang masabi para mailagay lang doon. For you guys now, is there a pick up of content na hindi ganun ka-approve ng group? Same pa rin. Yung mga content na that do not follow community guidelines, dumadami ba sila?
So far, actually, na-lessen.
Di magaling kayo mag-regulate it.
Siguro. O kaya, kasi yung mga channels nila na-take down na rin ni YouTube mismo. So, pwedeng ganun.
It means you're doing a very good job at regulation. Kasi kung hindi, usually dumadami. And then, ang dami kasi talagang channels ngayon. How many uploads? I don't know the numbers anymore, pero sobrang daming uploads sa YouTube. No?
Parang 6 million per hour yata na videos.
Grabe,
parang ganun yung estimate.
No? Okay, sino founder ngayon ng Facebook group niya? Sino mga originals?
Si Stephanie Esguera. Tsaka si Jonathan
si Stephanie Esguera is the mommy Kachalian. Vlogger ba?
Hindi. Yung content niya before was business. Business. About business. Tsaka
okay.
Vlogs.
Pero nakita ko siya sa sa Toycon ata. Parang Toycon, she's always there, no?
Nag-talk sila nung 2017.
So siya ang pinaka-pioneer niyo.
Sila silang dalaw ni ano ni Kuya Jonathan Gachalian yung nagbuo ng group.
Silang dalawa muna. Tapos nagki-Christmas party din kayo dati, di ba?
Dati, oo. Oh. Pero nung 2018, natigil.
Bakit?
Ang dami naging inactive na members. Since...
Oy, okay, that's interesting. Yeah. That's very interesting. Mm. But maraming, as a moderator, as an admin, what makes, or what, ano ba yung mga indicators of what makes you guys think na, okay, ba't ang dami naging inactive?
Well, nung early 2018, naglabas si YouTube ng revision sa guidelines in terms of monetization. So, yung rules before was kailangan maka 10,000 views yung at least video, yung one video mo or the whole channel magkaroon ng 10,000 views para ma-monetize ka. So, ngayon, it requires 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers para maging monetize yung channel.
Mali pala yung sinasabi ko. Parang ito yung sinasabing 10,000 watch hours.
4,000.
4,000 lang. 4,000 watch hours and then 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, yun. So, tingin namin, isa yun sa mga factor kung bakit kumonte yung members na active tsaka yung mga dati is naging inactive sila. Siguro nawalan ng medyo drive to continue. Ganun.
Are you okay if I ask kung ano ba yung percentage ng people who have become inactive?
Parang more than yung mga 50% siguro.
Wow.
Almost.
Laki nun, ha? That's half of the group.
Pero so that time kasi mga nasa 1,000 plus lang.
Oo. So what do you guys do now? Kasi medyo red flag yun kung 50% naging inactive. What do you guys do now to encourage everyone to stay active, the remaining 1,500? Anong ginagawa ng Facebook group
nyo? So, ayun. Kaya nag-start din kami mag-push na magkaroon ng workshops for the members. Plus, nagpa-plan kami ng mga meetups. Ang challenge lang namin ngayon is Philippines kasi yung coverage namin. So, may mga members kami sa South, sa Mindanao, Cebu.
Oo nga.
Sa North.
Sa Angeles. I saw that there's a Pampanga group.
Yung Olongapo Vloggers.
May Olongapo Vloggers pala. Yeah. Oo.
Ayun, so medyo challenging mag-organize ng mga meetups. Pero, yun, we're still planning kung paano namin atakihin kasi kung paano yung gawin. Pero that's the plan.
Okay.
So, to make them more active, magkaroon ng meetups para ma-encourage din sila. Kasi, yung mga starting vloggers or YouTubers ngayon, they want na parang a sense of community din eh.
That's true.
Parang naghahanap sila ng mga makakasama or maybe someone to inspire them to continue.
Okay.
So, that's what we are trying to provide din sa group na to. Basically.
Okay. Alam mo, Gab, if you have yung mga quality channels talaga that are just starting, who need exposure, I'll make this commitment here. They're more than welcome to be a guest here. Ang akin lang naman is if at any point there's sexual content on the channel, I really can't have them as a guest. Yung medyo risky part, okay pa, no? I've had some of those channels. Pero yung mga sobrang sexually provocative na may innuendos na sa title pa lang, hindi, unfortunately, we can't. Pero if you have any, for all the startup channels who want to, we can't give you a big exposure. We're also, I still consider ourselves a startup. Pero I think we can help a little bit and they're more than welcome.
Okay.
Pero Gab, how do you find the time? Ang dami yung ginagawa. How do you, ano ang shift ng moderator sa Facebook group na yan?
Well, to be honest, parang habang nag-work ako, na-check ko pa rin yung group. So pag may breaks, ganyan, doon ko siya chin-check. Yung mga comments, mga approval for postings, yun yung parang time ko na rin.
Okay, ano yung made by shifting ba kayo or kung sino lang libre?
Kung sino libre. Usually, mga 3 to 4 kaming active sa daytime, tapos 3 to 4 sa gabi.
Okay. Alam mo si Lester pwede mag-moderator kung gusto. Diba? Kaya naman niya eh. Maraming oras yan. Libre yan. Oo. Pwede, ayun, umuubo na. Lester, pwede ka ba mag-moderator? Ayan.
Pwede.
Pwede. Biro lang. Sobrang busy na yan.
Oo nga, busy yan.
Wala na magagawa yan. Baka pa na approve na lang ng approve gawin yan.
Career is life.
Career is life. Oo. Oh. Grabe, pumuti ka talaga, Lester. Ah. Oo, ang puti mo ngayon. Ah. Oo. So, Sorry, I got lost. So the moderators right now, you guys have how many again? For the Facebook
admins.
Group? Oh, admins pala, sorry.
Eight.
So ano yan, may cap din kayo sa mga admins? Or is it whoever wants to be admin na maganda naman ang standing record sa group, pwede?
May process kami for that. Parang kailangan may vote of confidence from the admins na iba. Okay. Parang tina-check namin kung sino yung pinaka-active and if eligible siya to be a moderator first bago maging admin.
Anong difference sa moderator?
Moderator, yung ano lang, taga-approve lang ng posts. Tapos, yung members hindi niya pwedeng i-add. So, yung admins, pwede kami mag-kick ng members, mag-moderate din ng page. Pero okay. Yung moderators, hanggang approval ng posts lang yata.
Approval ng posts. Mm. Can I ask you about the rules? Okay lang ba? Yung rules niyo naman.
Okay.
So, ano ang prerequisites or ano ba yung mga grounds for kicking someone out of the group?
May tatlong strikes kami na tinatawag.
Okay.
So, pag na-violate yung any of the rules dun sa announcement post namin, pag nakatatlong violation na dun, kick na siya.
Ano yung usual? Ano yung pinaka-infringed at transgressed na rules nyo na madalas ginagawa?
Yung sub for sub na post. Meron pa rin kasi talaga.
Marami pa rin humihingi na sub for sub.
Yun okay. Talaga yung ano. Minsan nga, parang pagka nakita namin sa approval pa lang, kinikick na namin kagad. Kasi most likely, ulitin na yun.
Okay. Okay, let's say they don't ask for it on the Facebook group, pero they do it on YouTube. Is that also an automatic?
Hindi na namin minomonitor yung sa YouTube. Pero yung sa Facebook group, pag nag-post sila ng ganun, strike na siya.
Strike na siya. Kasi nakita ko sa vlog ni John, John Santana, may humihingi sa kanya ng sub for sub, diba? Sabi, I subbed on your channel, please sub back, diba? Tapos sabi ni John, I don't do that, but you can unsub if you like. So pag sa YouTube nila ginawa, it's not a strike for you guys.
Kumbaga, dapat alam na nila sa sarili nila na bawal yun.
Okay. Pero in other groups, they do allow it,
yes,
no?
Rampantly.
Rampantly, yes. No? Talagang nakita ko nga isang post sa isang group. It said there na, 30,000 members, all I need is 500. Ang dami nga. No? Pero, Gab, if you're constantly doing it, hindi ka ba na-burn out? Hindi ka ba nasa-saturation point na kakatingin?
Hindi naman. Parang to me kasi, we're building a community kasi. So, as much as possible, we do our best to keep that community in check and syempre, maging active din. So, we really want to help creators kasi na find their voice in YouTube. Ganun. So, okay. And also, a group of people that can really support them na in a way na, tawag dito, makes them better. Na mag-improve talaga. Hindi yung sub for sub, mga inorganic ways.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Parang movement kayo, no? Ganyan talaga.
Yun yung pinupush talaga namin.
Because if it's just a group, usually you just entertain members. Mm-hmm. Pero for you guys, the well-being of the channels is very paramount, no, sa inyo. Ang galing. Yes. Buti na lang member po ako dyan sa Facebook group na yan. So pwede kami, if you want to recommend guests at any time, let us know. We'll be more than happy to have them on board.
Okay. Maganda
yan. Maganda yan. Oo. So, Gab, you're also a content creator. You have your own channel. Not just one, not just two.
No? Three channels.
You have three channels. Which one do you want to discuss first? I'm somewhat familiar with your content. Which channel do you want to bring up first?
Siguro yung food channel. Feast Your Eyes PH.
Feast Your Eyes PH. Yan, alam ko yan. Alam mo to si Rhea. Medyo mahilig din sa food.
Yes.
Si Lester mahilig sa chicken.
Kala ko sa chicks.
Ay, di mo, ang bait yan. Kito mo, ang bait.
Parang nalala ko yung pinag-usapan na din dati. Sabi mo, wag na.
Oh, confidential pala.
Sorry. But back to you, Gab. Nakita ko yung channel niya kanina. Itong Feast Your Eyes. Tapos pinanood ko yung latest upload niya. Grabe, nakakagutom lighthouse.
Ano yung latest upload niya? Okay,
pizzas and steak inside a hardware store.
Wow, mm-hmm. I haven't seen this.
Kahapon ko lang ito siya upload.
Ah, okay. Gab, ang galing nung content niyo ni Asa, yung sa Red Doors.
Red Doors.
Ang galing, ang galing na nakita ko yun. Inside a hardware store talaga. Mm. Okay.
Diba? Pang ano? Oh. Pang Nat Geo yung natingin.
Pang Nat Geo nga. Anong mga flavors ng pizza?
Iba-iba eh. Pero yung standard, meron sila ng standard flavors. Pepperoni, cheese, yan.
It's really in a hardware store.
Yes. So, it's housed in Build Plus. So, yung Build Plus yung hardware store. And Megawatt PH yung parang restaurant part. So, one owner lang kasi siya.
Okay. Hmm. And where is this located?
Sa Banaue, QC.
Bagay kung sa Banaue siya. Hmm. Oo, kasi that's what the place is known for.
Yeah.
Oo. So habang pwede kang magpa-change oiler, may collectibles din. Okay. So who's doing the narrative? Sorry.
Sa content ko kasi na resto feature, so minsan nagsasama ako ng mga other content creators or friends na magdudu ng reviews for the place. So hindi ako nakikita sa video na yan kasi usually.
So you invite other content creators.
Kasi baka sabihin ng iba, sponsored siya, so parang yung opinion ko is biased.
Mm-hmm.
So to eliminate that, nag-invite ako ng iba. So yun yung parang thinking ko lang din.
Okay, I understand. Very, at least may vision ka talaga, no? Alright, so can you give me a little audio lang on I just want to listen to the video.
To be honest, nakita nyo naman for sure sa mga clips dito. Diba,
okay,
na,
so, wow.
And yun lang talaga yung masasabi ko na sobrang sulit naman dito. Actually, yung prices din niya and very reasonable din talaga. I swear to God, promise.
Okay, so Gab, ano to? Is he a member of the Facebook group?
Yes.
Or, so that's where you get... is where you get your sorry, bigla ko nag-static.
It's the audio from the video.
Kasi ang time yun, parang sa-stretch yung
choir.
Tapos yung chicken, okay. Yung pizza, yung keto burger.
Parang sarap nga nung food.
Diba?
Oo.
Parang mamaya may magpapapizza.
Lalo na yung mga people
who parang may magpapapizza mamaya.
Oo nga.
Keto-friendly food, parang ganun. Tapos, ang cute nung concept din ng store kasi it's a one
shop. So, this is in Banaue.
Banaue, yes.
Okay. And then, these are members of your Facebook group. How do you look for them?
Yung iba, karamihan sa kanila, friends ko din kasi nakakasama ko sa mga events. Okay. Or minsan in-invite din nila ako kapag may invite sila sa restaurant. So,
okay.
Ano lang din.
Pag available kami, Gab, ha? Pwede. Oy, sandali lang ha. Mag-hi lang ako kay Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa. At any time you want to join dito sa podcast, you can just drop by. Just let us know. You're more than welcome. Si Gab, nandito na, no? Sana naman we can also get you. Napanood ko pa yung first video ni Alyssa. Mm. Yung kanyang, ano ba yun, kumakanta siya ng... alam first, at basta nakita ko na yun. Nireview ko na yung mga content nyo eh, kayong tatlo eh. Yeah. So, dyan din pala si Alyssa. Maganda yung review niya sa sa Lawson.
Mm-hmm.
Sa kanya ko nga lang nalaman na refillable meals, pala yung rice doon. Oh. No? And then okay yung chicken. Sorry, can we go back a little bit? I just wanna listen to Alyssa. I'm pronouncing it correct, no? Alyssa.
I think lahat ng pizza masarap sa kanila. And yung chicken, masarap yung chicken nila. And sulit naman siya kasi hindi siya nandun sa side na sobrang mahal niya. Andun siya sa saktong price lang dahil sa saktong ingredients and serving size nila. Yun lang.
Okay, so now you look for content creators who can also work with you. Just to neutralize na sinasabi mo nga baka isipin dahil sponsored, baka bias ka. Mm. It's good that you have that vision as well.
Kasi nakakausap ko rin kasi yung mga owners ng mga restaurants minsan and they really ask for critical feedback kasi they want to improve.
Okay.
So, as a food content creator, parang responsibility ko din na mabigyan sila ng pinaka-honest talaga na review as much as possible para ma-improve nila yung services nila or yung food nila.
Okay. Yeah. How do you get the contacts? How do you develop those contacts now when you do your food reviews? Through time na lang and exposure?
Yung iba, kinokontact ako directly. Mm-hmm. Yung iba, minimessage ko sila through IG or Facebook. Tapos, mag-send ako proposal sa email.
Very professional. Mm-hmm. Tama nga naman, at least, diba? Kasi yung iba, pupunta na lang doon, may dalang camera, can we get this for free?
Hindi ay, naman yun yung mali talaga.
Oo, diba?
Yun yung mga sumisikat sa Facebook. Mga viral.
Totoo yun. Kasi at least ikaw may proposal muna, email mo muna, here's what we can do for you.
Yeah.
Oo, kasi may numbers naman kasi talaga kayo eh. Not just
numbers with subscribers, you
know? No, I mean as a group, collectively, diba? Talaga naman, you can help out a business.
Yes.
And that's the genius in what you're doing. You're not just doing it by yourself. You're saying that, okay, we can also collaborate with other content creators who can give you more exposure.
Yes.
Galing noon, Gab. Is there a favorite ba on your on this food review channel? Meron ka bang favorite?
Siguro yung Angry Dobo. Yung Angry best Dobo. Filipino cuisine near Lasal. Yan.
Angry Dobo. Okay. Bakit ako kakatakot kung may naman dito? Angry so, Dobo.
Angry Dobo is owned by Judy Ann Santos.
Sabi ko na, familiar. Sabi ko parang familiar name. Okay. Oo.
So, nung pumunta kami dyan, actually galing ako sa meeting. Work meeting siya. Tapos, dala ko kasi camera ko lagi. Mm-hmm. And then, nag-iya yung sales namin na kasama ko. Na mag-lunch dito. I-try na ho namin kasi fan din siya ni Judy Ann. So, sabi niya, tara, kain tayo doon. And then, sabi ko, bagong restaurant to, 2 weeks pa lang sila nagbubukas.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity na mag-viral siya. Basically.
Okay.
Tapos, yun niya, gusto ko rin kasi nagda-try ng mga new restaurant. So, sabi ko, sige, i-cover natin yan.
Okay. So,
kasi, on the spot shoot siya. Walang planning, walang kahit ano.
Walang pre-production. Mm-hmm. No? Who does your, ikaw rin nag-After Effects? After Effects na yan?
Sa Premiere Pro.
Ah, sa Premiere. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, dito, what's the reason, yung pinaka-reason na this became your favorite? Was it because it's a new restaurant?
Bukod doon, parang authentic Filipino food kasi siya. So, sa Feast Your Eyes PH kasi, ang goal ko is to feature Filipino restaurants or Filipino food business owners as much as possible.
Okay.
So, medyo mahirap kasing makahanap ng mga unique talaga. And, yan, yung Angry Dobo is one Filipino owned na restaurant.
May branding na talaga yung mga channels mo, no? Very,
now
I understand. Kasi minsan iniisip ko, why do 3 channels? Kasi ang hirap hati-hati yung subscribers.
Yes.
Pero kasi sobrang lakas ng identity per channel sa'yo. Mm. Nakakalito kung pag sasama-samahin mo. Okay. Yung kamusta na ngayon yung restaurant na yun?
They're doing well, actually.
How long na operation nila?
3-4 months na yata.
Oh, bago-bago pa din.
Bago pa talaga. Sobrang bago na.
Oo. Kamusta yung menu nila? May adobo ice cream, mga ganon?
Wala naman. Pero yung twist, yung parang sauce kasi ni Judy Ann is iba compared sa mga normal na lutong bahay.
Talaga?
You have to try it out talaga. Para malaman mo yung difference.
Saan ang location niya?
Near Lasal siya.
Lasal, Manila?
Taft.
Sa Taft? Wow, surprise of the location.
Masarap siya.
Taga doon ba sila? Taga Manila sila?
Hindi ko sure kung bakit doon nila napili. Pero
okay. Kasi parang naisip ko, mga taga QC ito mga ito eh. No? Pero sa Lasal pala sila malapit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Alright, sige Gab, let's go to your personal. Mas makabisado ko itong personal channel mo eh. Pero ito muna, ito yung aking favorite. Itong ginawa niyo ni John.
Which one?
Oo, si Challenging Myself. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Kasi nakita ko rin, nag-message sa'yo si Mac Jim, di ba?
Yes.
Na they really appreciated it, mauulit daw ulit.
Mm.
No? Kasi ang galing naman eh. Ito si John, parating nasa UCC. Ito hangout spot niyo,
yes.
No? No.
Favorite niya kasi yung coffee dyan, plus yung spot na yan, pwede mag-vape.
Oh, ang lakas mag-vape ni, ano, ni John. No? Ni John.
Mm.
Okay, so UCC Green Belt 2.
5 siya.
Greenbelt 5. Okay. And then ito, just to, ako na mag-narrate nito dahil ilang beses ko na napanood to eh. Thoughtful to, no?
Yes.
Thoughtful office. Pero this was the road to YouTube success. Okay. And then ito yung akala ko nasa Crosswinds kayo eh. ito nga, kasi that's Starbucks. That's the main Starbucks. And then, yan. Kasi yun yung soccer field. Hmm. Tapos, so, mayroong mag-o-open ng bagong office dyan eh. Doon lang sa may bandang kanan. Oh. Parang Teddy Sage office ata yun.
Oh, yun.
Oo. So, okay. NA, that's the NAC building. This is 32nd Street. And then, ang pinaka-challenge nyo dito is talagang umuulan.
Yes.
May deadline tong project na to.
Wala namang binigay na deadlines. Pero gusto ko kasing ma-push na kagad yung photos.
Oo.
Kasi, syempre, nakaya dun sa brand. So, I contacted MJ kasi to provide us the bags na we will shoot. So, sabi ko, I want to work with you. Please provide us the bags and I'll do a lifestyle shoot for their bags for free.
Ang galing, ha? Mm-hmm. Alam mo, maganda rin tawagan yung Teddy Sage. Pwede mo siyang tawagan.
Pwede.
Okay. Mabibigyan ka naman nila ng t-shirt. Oh, pero okay ito. So, tinawag, ikaw ang tumawag sa kanila.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, walang duration. There's no contract. You just said that you'll shoot.
Yes.
And then, how long? Just one day lang ata ito yung shoot.
One day lang yung shoot.
Okay. And then, constant adjustment pa kasi papalit-palit yung weather. Anong, Gab, gano'ng katagal to? Gano'ng katagal tong shoot na to? From 8 a.m. to 12 midnight? Gano'ng baka?
1 o'clock p.m. Kami nag-meet. Tapos, until 8 yata kami natapos.
Impressive. Nakita ko yung end results eh. So, how did you learn? How did you acquire that kind of skill na you're able to really shoot? May vision eh. Kahit, nung pinapanood ko yung vlog, sabi ko, naka, baka mahihirapan si Gab dito kasi ang gulo eh. Ang gulo ng schedule. Oh. Pero how were you able to acquire a skill like that na so, kaya mo mag-shoot?
Originally kasi, ang parang passion ko was photography. So, nung pina-attend ako ng mother ko ng workshop for photography nung bata pa ako. Tapos from there, natuwa ako in operating the camera, in composing a shot. So, natigil lang siya nung nag-college ako kasi busy sa college life. Tapos sabi ko, pag nagtrabaho ako, I will invest in a camera and pursue photography. And then yun, nung 2017, I bought a camera. And then, sunod-sunod na yun, nagpa-practice ako personally. Umattend din ako ng mga workshops na iba pa. Until, yun, shoot lang ng shoot talaga eh.
Kaya, I'll put you on the spot. Ah. Mm-hmm. Ito ba si John, madali ka trabaho?
Ah, yes.
Nakita ko kasi very willing nga eh. Very willing kahit saan mo pala Karen, di ba? Kahit umabot na kayo ng High Street, pumunta na kayo ng 4th Strip.
Yeah.
Ang dami niyo nang pinuntahan eh. Pero from what I saw from watching this vlog, bawat location na puntahan niyo, you were successful in getting pictures,
shot, yeah.
No? Kahit pa paano.
Thankfully.
Pero yung favorite ko yung pagtawid niya, yung crossing the street. How difficult was that?
Sobrang hirap kasi 45 seconds lang yata o 55 seconds per mag-go yung to cross the street.
So, 45 seconds?
55 seconds mga ganun. So, kailangan namin kailangan pumuesto sa gitna. Tapos tsaka ko papalakarin si John.
Nako, isama mo ako dyan. Mabilis ako sa mga patterns at coordination. No?
Pero yun yung challenge talaga. Kasi time constrained eh. So we had to do 5 or 6 passes bago namin nakuha yung mga shots.
Actually, that's not a lot. That's medyo high success rate pa rin yun. Can we fast forward to that, please? Can we, para the memory keepers and the future subscribers can see kung yung challenge ni Gab. And one-man team. Dude, yes. Ang hirap niyan. One-man team. Tapos ikaw pa.
Tapos nag-vlog pa.
Nag-vlog pa. Buti nga, hindi nananakaw yung mga camera nyo. Iniiwan nyo eh. Okay. So, ito na yung steel parking to eh. Ito yung sa may ROX at. Hindi. Ano na to? Sa may Net Lima. Sandali ah. So, ito. Galing, nice. No? Si Gab lang yan ha.
Mag-isa.
Tapos sumitsempo lang sa ano sa parking, sa parking sa traffic.
Sa traffic.
Kung sinong nakakahiyan naman bakit nagbe-bait sa loob ng sasakyan? Kawawa naman si Gab.
Sanay na.
Sanay na. Pero let's andyan ba 'yon? Andyan 'yan Gab, 'di ba? Sino shoot mo 'yung?
Ayan.
Grabe naman, Gab. ibang klase. Oh, pero ako tatamaan pa. Okay.
Giggle si kuya eh. Magagawa nito.
Ito mga nagra-right turn talaga. Dito sa BGC, priority ang pedestrians. Mm. So, you were saying 7 tries to. So, hindi lang ang challenge mo, hindi lang the vehicular traffic, pero pati pedestrian din.
Yes. Tsaka yung light, nag-iba-iba kasi minsan yan, like yan, walang mga cars. So, iba yung settings niyan compared dun sa mga previous na passes. So, constantly adjusting yung settings niya every pass.
Ang galing.
So, mahirap talaga.
Ang galing kayo ni Dom, no? Talagang yung passion niyo for photography. Hmm. And then you were constantly adjusting the light as everything was happening. Mm-hmm. Hindi ka ba natakot? Talaga nakikita ko yung adjustan sa may intersection, no?
Yun yan.
So, hindi ka naman nasita dyan?
Hindi naman. May lumapit na isang BGC guard.
Oo.
Sakala ko sisitayin nga kami. Pero sabi niya, manonood lang daw siya. Tinanong lang ko anong ginagawa namin tsaka kumpara saan. Tapos yun. Okay naman sa kanya.
Ang style lang kasi dito sa BGC, huwag ka magdadala ng tripod. Pag nagdala ka ng tripod, wala na. Hmm. So, yeah, with the volume of traffic, parang nakikita ko maaga pa to, ha?
Mga 7:30
ng gabi. Traffic pa niya. Ano araw 'yan?
Saturday.
Wow.
Tapos kaya din gusto ko na maraming cars kasi gusto ko yung backlight sana sa kanya. While may exposure pa rin yung I think pangalawang shot na pinakita ko dun sa last part.
Sa last.
Yung parang ganyan pero okay. Gusto ko sana mas maraming cars. Kaso, okay. Hindi namin makuha.
You know, sa last part, you show more of the shoot, no?
Yung mga photos na.
Okay, can we go there sa last... further... Or was it a different...
Or dyan lang din yan.
I think that's it na. That's it na. Just go back a little bit further.
Yun na yun.
Ay, nasa Facebook ko yata yung iba.
Facebook yung pictures, no? Pero ano rin, no? A lot of credit also goes to John.
Yes.
No?
Na very, sobrang willing.
Sobrang willing na yung... Tas ganyan pang umuulan. Mm. Diba? Na he was able to go through it. Na he was very patient. Pag wala, kailangan talaga may working relationship, eh, no?
Yes.
Kapag medyo ma-arte ang model, strict ang photographer, mahirap.
Oh.
No, kailangan talaga in unison kayo. And then, how long before you were able to give it to... I'm sorry, is it
MJ?
MJ.
Yes.
Wait, MJ is... sorry, ha, if I'm making a mistake. MJ is MacGym?
So, the brand I'm working with is MJ by MacGym. So, okay. They are the millennial lifestyle brand of MacGym.
Millennial lifestyle brand.
So, ang target talaga nila is millennials.
Okay. And then, ang superstar dito is the bag. Okay.
Saka
and
yung
then,
wallet.
And the wallet. Okay. And then, dito, ang okay. Nakita ko pa to. Sige, let this play. Grabe. Oh, ang galing talaga ni Gab. Ang galing ni Gab. Ang tsaga mo, tapos ito, ang dami pang dadaan dito.
Mm.
Grabe. Ang tsaga mo, Gab. Grabe, ah. Pero at least, yun nga, on every location, you were able to do it. And then, you were, and maganda yung, oh, wait. Gusto mo sumali. Okay, at least, maganda yung feedback niyo from the company itself.
Mm.
So, kailan ang next project?
Actually, may schedule kami for shoot this next week, 21.
Next week? Mm-hmm. Available ako, ha? Pero next week, may shoot kayo.
Shoot
and then, sinong model mo?
Hindi ko sure. Sila magpo-provide na. Tsaka paid shoot na siya.
Ay, I'm happy for you.
Yes,
I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
Thank you, sir.
At least na-acknowledge ka nila. Grabe, umuulan talaga. Okay. Ito yung medyo tuloy-tuloy yung ulan, no?
Mm.
Yung parang a few days ata.
Okay. May bagyo talaga.
Okay. So, ngayon, you'll be working with professional models.
Yes.
Hindi ka ba medyo... Sorry, hindi ka ba medyo kinakabahan ngayon?
Kinakabahan din. Pero you have to... Ano talaga eh. Parang push through na lang din. Parang... Kasi experience din siya for me. Ang goal ko, kahit paid yan or hindi, ang goal ko is to enhance my skills.
Very
kasi
good.
Yun talaga yung gusto ko. Gusto kong nag-shoot ng products, gusto kong nag-shoot ng may model. Iba-ibang klase ng photography yung gusto kong itakel talaga.
Okay.
So ngayon, ito muna, mga models. Yan.
How you approach things, hindi lang parang photographer, parang may business side kaya because you know how to give a proposal, you know how to email, you know how to present yourself.
Yes.
And then yung execution mo as an artist is also something different. Saan mo nakuha yung part na I'll email, I'll propose? Saan ka natuto niyan?
Ang pinaka nagturo talaga sa akin yan, si Sir Az. So, I've been working with him since 2017 din. Kasi nag, di ba, may Vlog Rangers.
Hi, Carla!
Hi! So, nung time na yun kasi, naghahanap si Sir Az ng parang writer for his vlog. So, parang he will give us invitations tapos mag-write kami for him.
Okay.
So yun yung parang proposal niya for us. Tapos along the way, syempre na-curious ako paano nakakuha ng mga contacts, paano ba ina-approach yung brands. So tinuro niya sa akin yung parang tamang approach talaga.
Mm-mm.
So malaki yung utang na loob ko talaga kay Sir Az kasi parang mentor ko na siya eh.
Oo, yun nga. Kaya naman tinanong natin yung love question, love, no? Para talaga wala tayong utang kay Az. Pero Gab, I love the drive, no? Not everyone has that kind of drive. And drive is something you cannot teach.
Yeah.
No, you can be the most hardworking person, you can be the most disciplined employee, pero the drive outside of that is something that you really can't teach, no? Yes. Galing. Gab, ano yung vlog nyo na yung naka-bubble, ano kaya no? Yung
Balite Falls.
Yun. Nakakalito eh, no? Balite. Parang balita balite. Na balete na hindi mo ma... Okay. So, okay.
Yun.
Okay, yun daw yun. That was a very fun vlog. I enjoyed that one.
Nag-enjoy din akong i-edit siya actually.
Oh, saya na ito. Parang naisip ko nga magandang sumama sa inyo pag ganito. Oh, can we make this bigger? Saan to exactly?
Sa Cavinti, Laguna. Near Caliraya.
Caliraya is the man-made lake.
Man-made lake.
Okay. And then, sino mga, yan ano, si Sir Az, okay. May nahuli ka?
Wala. Ang hirap.
Okay. So, dito, ano kayo dito? Whole day ba kayo dito?
Overnight.
Overnight, at least. And then, did they sponsor the...
Yes.
Ang galing. And then you did the same thing. You email, you gave a proposal.
In-invite lang ako nung actual na nag-send ng proposal. Si Yogo and Cream.
Yogo and Cream? Yes. Di ko alam yun.
Couple bloggers sila.
Bloggers.
Pero may writers. YouTube din sila.
Okay.
So sila yung na-invite talaga and then hanap sila ng mga kasama na mga travel vloggers din.
Ang galing. And then you guys were able to stay one night. Okay. Again, sorry, I know I already asked this, pero this is in the south.
Yes.
No, ang
Cavinti, Laguna.
Cavinti, Laguna. Okay. Ilan hours from Manila?
3 hours?
Not bad. And then yung 3 hours mo na yan, is that with traffic or?
With traffic na.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Kasi usually with traffic, 6 hours na yan eh. Okay, so, nag-slide and drop ka ba?
Yes.
Oo nga, nakita ko to. Hindi ko naalala sa yun. Si Joe ata, no? Nag-slide and drop din. And then how many, so this place is a resort.
Yes.
It's a resort na you can do a lot of activities. Pang yes. Team building?
Mostly pang team building, pero families, friends, pwede rin naman.
Okay. Mahirap kasi, dalawa lang sila kung pag-team building ko eh. Pero mukhang masaya naman eh, no? Okay. So zip line, okay. Anong favorite activity mo dito?
Yung slide and drop. Yung zipline kasi, may fear of heights kasi ako. Kasi sinabi ko dyan sa vlog na yan.
May fear of heights ka.
Kaya ayoko yung zipline.
Actually, maganda yung buong vlog. Pero pinaka-favorite ko nung nag-golf kayo eh. Tawa ako nung tawa nung nag-golf kayo eh. Dahil at least pinakita nyo talaga. Yung iba kasi hindi na papakita yun eh. Grabe, nakakapag-vlog pa sa zipline ha. So, pero the others are bloggers. Si As. Si As game na game kahit ano eh, no? Kahit yung Becky vlog na yun na nagulat ako, ginawa rin niya eh. Okay. So, how much does one spend if they want to... So, you're saying pwede rin family?
Okay. Actually, nung time na yun, maraming families na nandyan eh.
And then kayo, you guys were there as a group. Mm. Do you know the price range pa on?
Yung sa rooms 1,500 to 2,000 plus. Tapos yung activities 100 to 300 pesos.
Wow, not bad. Ito talaga yung golf. Natutuwa ko dito sa golf eh. Una ko ito nakita kay Joe eh. Mahirap naman talaga. Have you guys tried playing so golf? Ang hirap. Alam mo, ako, I stopped that. Kasi when I was younger, that was the time that I was frequently going to the gym more. Mm. And then I looked like a Neanderthal na talagang mindless na I was, pag tama ako sa bola, naghuhukay na talaga ako. Ito yung bola, tapos may crater na sa tabi. Ang hirap. Ang hirap niya. So, ganun, naka-drone shot pa kayo, ha? ganyan paulit-ulit ganyan ginagawa ako no until may hukay na talaga, which is normal naman pag nag-uumpisa ka. Did you try it?
Yes.
I want to see pag-turny. Tas driver pa agad yung gamit nyo, ha?
Sabi kasi nung nag-assist sa amin, yan na lang daw gamitin.
Mahirap pag-driver agad. Siguro you start off with the smaller irons muna. Kasi yung driver, medyo, pag medyo, ayan na siga. Ay, hirap. Tapos wala pa nagtuturo sa inyo.
May nagtuturo, kaso, wala pa din, fail pa din.
Gabi, yung totoo, hukay o na bola?
Pero tinuturoan kayo.
Tinuturoan kami. Kaso, wala eh.
Maganda nga. Siguro dadaling ko nga ito si Lester at si Rhea. Nakakatawa mag-golf, no? Pag hindi ka marunong. Hmm. Ayun! Ang hirap ha? Rhea, ang hirap tamaan yan. Kahit the ball goes in a different direction, ang hirap. Just to hit the ball. Oh.
Ako madaling tamaan.
Ayun naman pala. Yung ba sasabihin natin sa mga nagko-comment, madali daw tamaan. Ayun pala. Okay. Rhea, sasama ka ha? If we go ha? Alam mo, nakapag-drive na ba ako ng golf car? Hindi ko alam. Have you guys tried driving a golf car?
No.
Masaya eh. No, parang go-kart for the memory keepers and future subscribers. If you want to go to that area, andyan lang yung description sa video ni Gab. Okay, Gab, thank you very much for giving us an insight. No, a day in the life of Gab Hornacion. Such a busy man. Nako, kailangan na yung pinag-usapan natin kanina. Mm-hmm. Sana we can continue, no? Yes. And let's talk about that. We'll have coffee. And then hopefully memory keepers and future subscribers, hopefully this won't be the last collaboration with Gab.
Of course.
Okay. Lester and Rhea, do you guys have anything to ask?
So far, yun lang. Pag kanina naalala ko lang eh, sabi, tinanong natin siya yung kung ano, sabi niya wala siyang nililigawan.
Okay.
Kaso, paano pag ikaw yung niligawan?
Ay, wow. paano yun?
Paano yun? Eh, busy ka, ganyan, di ba?
Well, there's always time for love, no?
Is there?
Yes, there is. Oh, so, no matter how busy you are, when you're alone with your... Never mind.
Tanong kasi ni Lester yun kasi maraming nag-aana sa kanya eh.
Nag-comment. Umaaligid na, no? Oo, dahil alam mo naman yan si Lester habulin talaga. Kaya kagabi nililigaw na muna, nililito niya yung mga babae kagabi. May ikot-ikot lang siya dyan sa high street. Para kasi, alam mo, yung mga nag-ahabol, minsan nag-aabang din yan eh. So, minsan nililito-lito niya na. Oo, so, okay. Gab, thank you very much.
Thank you din for having
you. Finally, it's happened. You're here. Medyo surreal that you're across the table. Pero thank you very much for coming. I really, really appreciate. I super appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, din po.
Thank you, having me.
Okay, Lester.
So, memory keepers. Thank you so much for watching our Spill the Beans podcast. Kung nandito pa rin kayo, mag-subscribe na kayo dahil marami pa kaming episodes na paparating. And for Gab, thank you so much for coming here in our Spill the Beans.
You're welcome.
Sobrang marami kami natutunan. Grabe, tagpag-channel pa yun.
Oo nga eh.
Ano pang ginagawa natin? Oo. Bakit isa lang tayo?
Oo. And for the Memory Keepers and future subscribers, we'll put a link of all three channels on the description box. No? Please do subscribe. Pag nag-subscribe kayo, i-hit nyo yung notification bell para alam nyo pag may upload.
Yes. Pag may bago.
Okay. Yes.
And Ria? Any last message?
last na, no? Parang di na siya babalik eh.
Ayaw na akong pabalikin.
Oo, babalik pa yan. Oo.
Grabe. Anyways, Gab, thank you for making time for us. Yes, no? Grabe,
thank you.
Despite your busy schedule, we really appreciate your time. And, you know, time is very important. And I hope you... Did you have fun naman?
Of course.
Sa podcast.
Pinakaban ako kanina, pero ngayon okay.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Uh-oh.
And, well, we also had fun naman having you here. So, thank you again. And... ayan lang.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for watching.
Thank you, Memory Keepers. If you like this podcast and if you want me to be here more often, click the like button, subscribe to us, press that bell button to get a notification. We'll see you again next episode.
Okay. Bye, Memory Keepers. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for watching. Bye.